Chapter 6. A Strange Meeting. One day, a fresh group of convicts came to the prison. Everyone gathered around to hear where they came from and why they had been sent there. One man was tall, strong, and about 60. He told the others his story. "Well, friends," he said, "all I did was take a horse. I told the police I only borrowed it to get home. No one believed me. Once I did something really wrong, but that time I was not found out. Now I am here for doing almost nothing. But I am a liar, and I've been in prison before." "Where are you from?" asked someone. "From Vladimir. They call me Semyonich." When Aksionov heard where the man was from, he asked, "Do you know anything of the Aksionov family of Vladimir?" "Of course I know them," replied Semyonich. "The Aksionovs are rich merchants, though their father is in Siberia just like us. But how did you come here, old man?" Aksionov did not reply. He only sighed and said, "For my sins, I have been in prison these 26 years." "What sins?" asked Semyonich. The others told how someone had killed a merchant and had put the knife among Aksionov's things. When Semyonich heard this, he cried, "Well, this is wonderful. Look how old you've grown. It's wonderful that we should meet." Aksionov wondered if Semyonich knew something about his story. "Perhaps you heard who really killed the merchant?" he asked. Semyonich laughed. "I don't remember anything. It was long ago. The knife was in your bag, so it must have been you. No one else was caught. How could anyone put a knife into your bag while it was under your head? It would surely have woken you up." When Aksionov heard these words, he felt sure that Semyonich was the real murderer.